continuous improvement objectives, and the cost of poor quality. The general objectives of any type of continuous improvement are to make a product, service, or process more effective, do the right things, and or efficient, do the things right. These objectives can be expressed as improving quality with an end result of higher customer satisfaction and perhaps greater market share. Improving productivity with an end result of reducing cost and thus increasing profits. Eliminating waste in the form of unneeded features, unasked for services, or pointless process steps, with an end result of getting more done with existing resources and avoiding the need for additional capital investments. Rather than just being nice to do, continuous improvement is necessary for competitive survival, because competitors will also be improving their products and features, processes, and services. Logistics professionals who add to the bottom line in terms of more customers or better profit margins will be seen as indispensable contributors to value. Cost of poor quality. While any quality initiative will entail business investment, the argument for investing in quality is that the cost for the investment will be less than the costs of poor quality, reputation damage, lost sales, and reverse logistics. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines the cost of poor quality as the costs associated with performing a task incorrectly and or generating unacceptable output. These costs would include the costs of nonconformities, inefficient processes, and lost opportunities.